Podcast number 9, Spring 2007, production of NisiPrius.com. The 12 major myths about law school. You will come to law school with many preconceived ideas about what education means to you. Most of it will not apply in the law school environment. Law school will be very different from any educational endeavor you may have undertaken thus far in your life, to include graduate work, PhD work, bachelor's, trade school, and even medical school. Law school stands alone as an educational system unto itself. Let's go over the major myths about law school. Myth number 1. Like law, law school will be fair. Hard work doesn't necessarily pay off. Law is not necessarily fair. Many attorneys would argue that the law is rarely fair. Myth number 2. It's the professor's job to teach the material. The converse is more accurate. It's your job to learn the material, whether it was taught or not. It wasn't covered in class, as a complaint after an exam will only get you laughed at. Myth number 3. The prof will brief the class on what will be on the exam. This is an undergraduate kindness that you can wave goodbye to. In all but the rarest situations, you will not be briefed at all on what the exam will cover. It's a given that the exam will cover the subject matter. If the subject is torts, then you had better know torts. If you are taking first semester exams, the prof is unlikely to test on any second semester material. However, if a second semester legal concept fills out an answer, you can bet that points will be given for that student's elaboration. Not fair, you say? When you enter law school, you're not in Kansas anymore. Myth number 4. Exams are to test students' knowledge of all the material covered over the semester. Law school exams and the bar exam frequently focus on only a tiny segment of subject material. Largely, this is due to the sheer volume of material covered. The semester is untestable in its entirety without testing over the course of days to cover a single subject. Myth number 5. The assigned textbook or textbooks will have all the requisite information I will need in order to learn the subject matter. Most law school students will tell you that the assigned textbook is the least helpful of materials. Nutshells, treatises, tapes, gouges, and other materials are the nuts and bolts of in-depth legal learning. Each will be discussed later in this book. Myth number 6. The work done in class will relate directly to what is needed in order to do well on the exam. The exam will not include a fact pattern from a case covered in class. Getting hung up on the facts of the cases you cover in class can actually be a detriment when issue spotting on the final exam. Understanding the black letter law, a concept I'll explain later, knowing how to use the concepts in organized writing will win the day. Myth number 7. Only material covered in class will be on the exam. Every law school has a rumor circulating about the professor who mentioned in passing a law review article one day during the semester, and when the exam came, it asked only about that law review article. I personally never saw such an occurrence, and it is an extreme rarity, but a possibility. Again, if the subject is torts, you will be responsible for knowing torts. In addition, you need to know the little twist the prof throws in, whether the concepts were covered in class or not. The professor's twists are sometimes the opinion that the court made the wrong decision or decided the case on bad law. Other times, the twist will be an opinion by the prof that the court misinterpreted a binding case. Myth number 8. Law school is all drudgery. Nonsense. While law school is academically trying, socially it will likely turn out to be some of the fondest years of your life. You'll develop friendships that will last forever and create memories that will bring a smile to your face for years and years to come. I wouldn't trade those years for anything. Myth number 9. The faculty is dedicated to my success and they want to see me succeed. Law school is a business. In all but the very smallest of schools, the faculty won't even know you exist, let alone care about your success. The professors are working towards being published, perhaps doing some legal work on the side. They will fail you in a New York minute, not even think about it. You produce on the exam or you perish. Myth number 10. Diligent study means good grades. Just about every law school student works very hard and does her best. Yet most see their grades drop dramatically from what they're accustomed to as an undergrad. The competition is much greater in law school. For instance, the B- that puts you almost at the bottom of your undergrad class will likely put you in the middle of the class in law school, and you will have worked 4 times harder to get it. Myth number 11. The final exam accounts for a part of my final grade. For the most part, law school will entail no turn-in assignments, certainly no extra credit assignments, and no midterms. The final exam will dictate your grade. Whatever mistakes you may make as you go along through the semester, don't make this one. Do not think that your wonderful class participation will overcome a poor exam performance. Do not think that because the prof likes you, you're in good shape regardless of final exam performance. In this site, I will drill this concept until you can't stand it anymore. The exams are the show. If ever you get confused about where your focus should be, it should be on the exams. It doesn't matter whether you're at the beginning of the semester, the middle, or the end. If class performance must suffer in order for you to get prepared for the exam, then you must undergo some humiliation in class. The exams are the ball. Always keep your eye on the ball. You might be able to patch up a bad performance in class. You will never be able to patch up a bad exam. Myth number 12. Once I'm admitted to law school, the rest is downhill. This thought is so wrong it can be illustrated by this fact. After a few years of law school, the admitting process will seem so remote you will struggle to even remember it. Admittance is just a baby step.